and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Emmanuel Taylor, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is the 18th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle B.
We have a gospel story that continues for multiple weeks in a row. And it's beautiful to get in a common story. So if you weren't here last Sunday, you missed Sunday, you missed a part of the story. But it goes on. So catch you up for last week. Last week, Jesus multiplied the loaves. He fed 5,000 people with a few loaves and fed everyone this meal, brought them together. Both a miraculous meal and a miracle just bringing people together. That was the story last week. So this week, Jesus moves on. He's going on. He's for this to go and to share that message with everyone. So people keep following him and come looking for him. The story continues. Well, last week, preaching here, I gave a spiritual exercise. Let's make our summertime meals a special time, a few times this week. Bring the people that you share with together. Family and friends, enjoy the meal that you have. And dedicate that time. Say something, some words of blessing with your family or friends together. I suggested last week, you remember, it's good to have among your friends a foodie, someone that appreciates what you're sharing. It's also good to have someone that's not afraid to pray, to say those words of blessing, to say words of gratitude of being together, gratitude to God. So maybe the first thing to think about is, if you're here last week, how did that go? People left excited. Oh, I'm going to go do that. How did it go? People did. I heard some reports of good meal shared. How did that go? We'll continue to make blessed times that together. But it's much more than food. We also hear that, you know, we don't want to get stuck in just being foodies, just really worrying about the food. And even Jesus keeps encouraging us. When you throw a party, don't just invite your friends that will invite you back, but invite people that won't even be able to return the favor. Because when you do that for others that can't return the favor, then you invite Jesus to that meal. Even sharing simple things like a cup of water. Jesus says, when you do that, you do it for me. But then, of course, I also mentioned last week, I much rather reflect on the Jesus turning water to wine than the bread miracles, right? Well, today I want to talk about a saint that we celebrate today in the church's calendar. Today is Jane of Aza. Okay, not a well-known saint. She's actually a blessed, not even a full saint. But she is the mother of someone important to me and the Dominicans here. She's the mother of St. Dominic. So I just want to share a story about her. And her, like me, she has one of her main miracles has to do with wine. Okay, so she's a very, you know, she's from a wealthy family in Spain. They live out in the Spanish countryside, so probably had access to some of the best grapes. So her husband had the best wine in his cellar. Now imagine a Spanish household. They don't have wines like we do, all these selections of all the varieties. If you're from this region, this is what you drink. So they had the best wine in a big vat. But she also had this heart, wanting to share with others. And so she gave away so much wine to people that needed it. It's a different society, I guess. They needed wine. The poor people needed some good wine. And she gave all her wine away. Okay? And a little background of this woman at this time. She had three boys already, and two, the eldest, were already going to serve the church. The first one was a diocesan priest. He was a priest in the area there. The second one, he wanted to travel. He was leaving home and leaving Spain. She said, boy, all my boys are leaving away. Maybe the third one. I pray to God I have another son, someone else to carry on that family line. So she prayed so much, and she received another child. And so that child is in her womb. When this miracle happened, the wine ran out. And she said, oh, my husband's not going to enjoy this. Come home from his job. and the wine is all gone. And so she got down on her knees in the cellar and prayed. I just want to read her prayer. This is from the 1200s. O Lord Jesus, though I do not deserve to be heard, I beseech thee, nevertheless, to take pity on me in the name of thy servant, the dear little child whom I bear in my womb. So take pity on me because this child that I bear, and whom I have consecrated to thee. This prayer was scarcely ended when the cask was found to be miraculously restored. St. Dominic's first miracle, maybe. Blessed Jane of Aza's first, or not her first miracle, but a miracle. But more so, that child that she had, that she was so much wanted to carry on her family line, in that prayer, she dedicated that child to God. God, I consecrate this child to you. Whatever you want of this child. Well, that child, when he was born, went on to become St. Dominic, who found the Dominican order, indeed left his home in Spain, moved to France, and from there went throughout the whole world making this order to share that gospel message, and really never came back home. But she learned it's not the miracle of the food that sustains us, you know? And I was even reflecting on that myself. If you had this miracle of multiplication of loaves or wine, as a Christian, if I experienced that, I would be telling everyone, oh, this faith, I can make the best wine appear. I'd be talking about that miracle so much. I'd be so enamored of that miracle, telling everyone about that. But in the end, it's not about that. Those miracles, they're to edify us, maybe lift us up. But that's not the point of the faith. The point of the faith is that dedication to God, that transformation by God. And that's, in the gospel, what happens. Jesus came, and he did these miracles, multiplication of the loaves, and people come back and want to see that more. But Jesus said, you're coming back because you want to see those miracles more. You want to see, eat that bread, or drink that wine. But the real gift that Jesus wants to give is that I want to give myself. I am the bread of life. He wants to nourish us and transform us. When you read the gospel, maybe it doesn't make sense. How can he do that? How can he transform us by giving us bread? But to come here and share this meal from the altar. Last week, we ended by saying, let's take our focus before we go out and share those meals with others to this altar. But how does that transformation happen? First of all, to check in a little bit where I've been this week. I'm getting settled in. I said last week it was by sharing some meals with the community here, with my Dominican community, feeling a little more settled in the community. Well, this week, the student leaders for the Stanford community, the Catholic community, the student leaders are coming together in training. We all met in Oakland. And, you know, it's a time of everyone coming together and all the new leaders and probably thinking, you know, who are they going to, how well will we work together? And I'm sure they were meeting me. Who's Father Emmanuel? Who's this new priest? Are we going to be able to work together? But once again, we shared some meals and discussions and started forming that bond together. It's important how much those meals shared really bond us together. But in the end, those bonding is not for us, not for the sake of that community that we're starting to form. As ministers, they all know we're going out to share that message of Jesus and his transforming grace with others in this community and invite others in the Stanford University into that transforming grace. That's what they're preparing to do, the mission that we're preparing. As students, we were reflecting on the reading coming up and said, you know, this reminds me of that transformation of the Eucharist. I said, well, you don't want to get into technical words of like transubstantiation. And the students, of course, oh, yes, you can. You can go right into that. Go into the theology. But that's what's happening. Jesus wants to come and make that bread and wine transformed in his own body. But in the end, he gives us that, the bread of life, so we transform our lives. I just want to read Pope Francis's words on this transformation of the Eucharist. Jesus Christ's gift in the Eucharist is not only a model for the Christian life. Jesus being the bread of life is a model. We read the scripture and have an idea of how we should live. That's great. Everyone should read the scripture. Have those stories in front of us. The power of those stories are transformative. We hear the stories and want to do that. But Jesus, even more concretely, comes in our very selves and transforms us. So not only a model for the Christian life, but Jesus acts to transform us interiorly. Every time that we participate in this Holy Mass, in this Eucharist, we are nourished by the body of Christ. The presence of Jesus and the Holy Spirit acts in us, shaping our hearts. That's Pope Francis's words, calling us to receive Jesus. This time, just preparing for the Mass is preparing our hearts to be transformed. Because when we're sent to the end of Mass, now you go and share with others. Those meals that you share, your life that you share with others, you are Jesus living. Because of that transformation, I like these words of C.S. Lewis. He said, next to the Blessed Sacrament itself, the most holy object you're going to experience is your neighbor next to you that's been transformed, that has Jesus. When you accept that transformation, you become Jesus' living presence. We have that reverence for the Blessed Sacrament, the Eucharist here, and that extends out to one another here, and we bring Jesus to others. Let us prepare to be transformed by the Eucharist, the bread of life that we receive today.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.